and welcome to the Shellac Stack. My name is Brian Wright, your host for this musical variety hour, featuring the sounds of 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. I'm in a bit of a celebratory mood today, because this is the 100th Shellac Stack program. Yes, we've made it to the big 100. And so I started looking around, trying to find records that would be appropriate for the 100th program. I pulled a few records like 99 out of 100 Wanna Be Loved, and 100 Years From Today, but in the end, I couldn't find enough songs that referenced 100 explicitly to really pull the theme together. So I went back to the drawing board and had another idea. In Latin, the word for 100 is centum, C-E-N-T-U-M. Of course, that's the word from which we get words like century, or centennial, or even just the good old cent, C-E-N-T, the penny, 1/100th of a dollar. And it occurred to me that there are quite a number of words and names in English that contain the letters C-E-N-T, and so I thought I would challenge myself to find those records where cent appears either in the song title, the composer's name, the performer's name, or even the record label. And so that's what we're going to do on today's program. Listen to records in which 100 is essentially hiding in plain sight. To give you an idea of how this is going to work, we'll start with a record by the Sportsman Quartet with Billy May and his orchestra. This is a song that goes all the way back to 1931. Actually, in some form, it goes back even 5 years earlier. It was composed first by Billy Rose and Fred Fisher. The song is I Found a Million Dollar Baby in a 5 and 10 cent Store. In 1926, when it came out, it didn't make much of a splash, but 5 years later, Billy Rose reworked it and teamed up with Mort Dixon and Harry Warren to round it out, and it gained more fame in 1931. This version dates from 1949, so 18 years later, but it's still a fine record. Capital 57-593 to start off this 100th episode of the Shellac Stack. Here's I Found a Million Dollar Baby in a 5 and 10 cent Store.
It was a lucky April shower. It was the most convenient door. I found a million dollar baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. The rain continued for an hour. I hung around for 3 or 4. Around a million dollar baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. She kept selling china, and when she made those eyes, I kept buying china until the crowd got wise. Incidentally, if you should run into a shower, just step inside my cottage door and meet the million dollar baby from the 5 and 10 cent store.
Love comes along like a popular song, anytime or any place at all. Rain or sunshine, spring or fall, you never know when it may say hello in a very unexpected place. For example, take my case.
I'll never forget that I almost got wet in a shower, and it's lucky for me that I happened to be near a door, that I found a million dollar baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. It's a fact that the rain wouldn't stop, it continued to drop for an hour. I kept hanging around until I had found it was 3 or 4. Around a million dollar baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. She kept selling china, dishes and such, and when she made those eyes, that's when I gave in. I kept buying china, I bought too much, until the crowd got wise. They really got wise, incidentally. If it's your luck and you ever get stuck in a shower, I'm just telling you that there's a welcoming man at our door. So come and meet the million dollar baby from the 5 and 10 cent store.
Take it from me, I happen to be the wealthiest guy that you'll ever see. Since I found a $1 million baby in the 5 and 10 cent store.
I wish my copy of that record weren't quite so noisy. It's actually a nice-looking pressing, just doesn't sound so great. Not much I can do about that, I'm afraid. Still, a good song. It came from the 1931 Broadway play Billy Rose's Crazy Quilt, which opened on May 19, 1931. It ran for 79 performances, closing in July of that year. It starred Fanny Brice. That song is I Found a $1 million Baby in a 5 and 10 cent Store. That was the Sportsman Quartet, fresh off the Jack Benny program with Billy May and his orchestra from 1949. I have a couple more cent songs for you. First up, we'll hear Vernon Dalhart, that operatically trained tenor from Texas, who found his greatest success in the 1920s recording country and hillbilly songs for pretty much all the major labels operating in New York City at that time. Here he's on a Victor record. This comes from Victor's V40,000 Country Record Series. It's V40050. Recorded in New York City on February 11th, 1929. The song is by Bob Miller and Emma Dermer. It's called 11 Cent Cotton. It's pretty lively, too. After that, we'll head over to London for a recording made 2 years later, February 27th, 1931. Billy Mayerl, that British novelty pianist supreme, will play 10 Cents a Dance on a Columbia record, DB445. So as we continue this celebration of the 100th Shellac-Stack program, here are two more C-E-N-T cent songs, starting with Vernon Dalhart.
Cent cotton, 40 cent meat. How in the world can a poor man eat? Flour up high, cotton down low. How in the world can we raise the dough? Our clothes worn out, shoes run down, old slouch hat with a hole in the crown, back nearly broken, fingers all worn. Cotton going down, to rise no more. 11 cent cotton, $8 pants. Who in the world has got a chance? We can't buy clothes and we can't buy meat. Got too much cotton, not enough to eat. Can't help each other, what shall we do? I can't explain it, so it's up to you. 11 cent cotton, $1 holes. Guess we will have to do without any clothes. Cotton, 40 cent meat. Keep getting thinner cause we don't eat. Tried to raise peas, tried to raise beans. All we can raise is turnip greens. Folks all sick, poor must cough. Ain't had no sugar since Ma dropped off. No use talking any man's beat with 11 cent cotton and 40 cent meat. 11 cent cotton, 40 cent meat. How in the world can a poor man eat? Mules in the barn, no crops laid by. Cribs plumb empty and the cows gone dry. Well, water's low, nearly out of sight. Can't take a bath on Saturday night. No use talking any man's beat with 11 cent cotton and 40 cent meat. Cotton, 40 cent meat. Feels like a chain is on our feet. Poor getting poorer all around here. Kids coming regular every year. I planted corn, it was a wheat year. Planted wheat and it turned to corn, yeah. No use talking any man's beat with 11 cent cotton and 40 cent meat. Funny how prices have such a range. The poor old farmer is always shortchanged. 40 cent meat, 11 cent cotton makes a fella mad when he's treated so rotten. Fatten our hogs, take them into town. All we get is 6 cents a pound. Very next day, have to buy it back at 40 cents a pound in a paper sack.
Mm-hmm.
1931, that's Billy Mayerl playing 10 Cents a Dance. Before that, from 1929, we heard Vernon Dalhart, 11 Cent Cotton. As I mentioned at the start of the program, all of the recordings I'm playing today feature somewhere the letters C-E-N-T, representing 100, since this is the 100th Shellac Stack program. This is where it's going to start getting creative and interesting, and in these next couple of records, the word we're looking for is crescent, C-R-E-S-C-E-N-T. First up, we'll hear the Crescent Trio, an OK recording from October of 1922. They sing a song by Roy Turk and J. Russell Robinson called Tomorrow. I'll be in my Dixie home again tomorrow. This is OK 4728. After that, we'll hear Kid Ory's Creole Jazz Band, a song made popular by Benny Moten. He claimed co-authorship of it. It's called South. This is on the Crescent label, record number one. It was recorded in Los Angeles in August of 1944. So here's two Crescent records, starting with the Crescent Trio.
From the ones you love for quite a while, then start back home again, never thinking of each lonely mile. If you did, you'll understand why I'm bound for Dixieland. So before another day, I'll be on my merry way and say tomorrow, how happy I will be tomorrow, back on my mammy's knee. Dawdy me, what a great delight when I get a familiar sight of the fuzzy old cat sneaking from the stable, licking up milk on the kitchen table. I know tomorrow a pair of loving arms will hold me and hold me as of yore. Somehow I just can't wait for a choo-choo train. I'll hop right in an aeroplane and be in my Dixie home again tomorrow. Where the waving corn greets you with the dawn on every side, and where a friendly hand makes you feel so grand, you fill with pride. It's the Southland that I mean, where the skies are all serene. In a jiffy I'll be gone, care or sorrow I'll have none, for on tomorrow, how happy I will be tomorrow, back on my mammy's knee. Naughty me,
what a great delight when I get a familiar sight of the fuzzy old cat sneaking from the stable, licking up milk from the kitchen table. I know tomorrow a pair of loving arms will hold me and fold me as of yore. Somehow I just can't wait for a choo-choo train. I'll hop right in an aeroplane and be in my Dixie home again tomorrow.
We started that pair of Crescent Records with the Crescent Trio singing Tomorrow, I'll Be in My Dixie Home Again Tomorrow from October of 1922. And then we heard Kid Ory's Creole Jazz Band with South, recorded August 3rd, 1944, and issued on the Crescent record label. Well, the letters C-E-N-T can also be found in people's names, most notably the name Vincent. So in this next set, we'll listen to three different songs composed by three different Vincents. First up, it's the Broadway Dance Orchestra, a recording made for the Edison label in New York City on March 30th, 1923. This is Edison Record 51149. The song is Bambalina, and the composers are Vincent Eumanns and Herbert Stothart. After that, we'll hear studio veterans Billy Murray and Irving Kaufman join forces on a song called Dear Old Fashioned Irish Songs My Mother Sang to Me. Doesn't exactly roll off the tongue, but it's Victor 18011, recorded in Camden, New Jersey, December 15th, 1915. And the composers here, Vincent Bryan and Harry Von Tilzer. And we'll wrap up the set with the tune composed by Harry Owens and Vincent Rose back in 1924, or thereabouts. The record is from January 21st, 1924. It's a Victor record, sung by Marcia Freer and Louis James with the Manhattan Merrymakers. Victor 19259, the song is Linger a While. So, three songs composed by three Vincents, starting with Bambolina.
Songs my mother sang of queens and goblins in the wild wood. Sweet old Irish hymns that haunt my memory, they bring me dreams of my childhood.
My childhood.
How I love those songs of old, sweet songs of love so quaintly told. Oh, believe me, if all the endearing young charms, my heart throbs to that old melody. Oh, Jip, Jip, me little horse, Jip, Jip again, sir. How many miles to Dublin town? 70, sir.
'Twas on a bright morning in summer that I first heard his voice speaking low.
Did you ever see a feather? Did you ever see a feather? Did you ever see a feather on a tomcat's tail? Did you ever see a feather on a tomcat's tail?
Those dear old-fashioned Irish songs my mother sang to me.
Listen to my parting cry and linger on a while with me.
But the shine above you yet linger a while. They whisper, I love you, so linger a while.
And when you away, each hour will seem a day.
I've something to tell you,
so linger a while.
I will be lonely here when you are gone. The skies of blue
pretty smile will always linger on, though you are many miles away.
And there you have Marcia Freer and Louis James, Linger a While, from 1924. Before that, we heard from Billy Murray and Irving Kaufman, a 1915 record called Dear Old Fashioned Irish Songs My Mother Sang to Me. And in introducing that record, I mentioned that Billy Murray and Irving Kaufman were studio veterans, both made lots and lots and lots of records. In 1915, Billy Murray certainly was a studio veteran, having recorded since about the turn of the century, but Irving Kaufman was still a relative newcomer in 1915, so perhaps it wasn't quite fair to describe him as a studio veteran just yet. He would be in just a few years. And starting off the set, we heard the Broadway Dance Orchestra from 1923, an Edison record of Bambolina. Okay, let's continue with three records in which cent, representing 100, C-E-N-T is embedded somewhere in the title. First up, we'll hear the song I Concentrate on You, Eddie Duchin and his orchestra. This is a Columbia record, 35369, from January 8, 1940. Stanley Worth is the vocalist. The song is by Cole Porter. After that, we'll hear a record by the Castle Jazz Band. This is on their own self-issued Castle Records label, number 14, song by J. Russell Robinson. Recorded in Portland, Oregon, September 14th, 1950. The tune is Eccentric. And we'll finish off the set with Henry Biagini and his orchestra, a Mellotone record, 35-10-34, from August 20th, 1935, recorded in New York. Clyde Rogers is the vocalist for Accent on Youth. So three songs now where scent is in the title, starting with Eddie Duchin's orchestra, I Concentrate on You.
Whenever skies look gray to me and trouble begins to brew, whenever the winter winds become too strong, I concentrate on you. When fortune cries nay, nay to me, and people declare you're through, whenever the blues become my only song, I concentrate on you. On your smile so sweet, so tender, when at first my kiss you decline, on the light in your eyes when you surrender, and once again our arms intertwine. And so when wise men say to me that love's young dream never comes true, to prove that even wise men can be wrong, I concentrate on you. Thank you.
in spring? Why are the birds beginning to fly and sing? And why have I this new sensation? It's just the accent on you. Why do I long for kisses so fresh and sweet? Here in your arms, the picture is so complete. It really needs no explanation. It's just the accent on you. You are tempting and divine, like intoxicating wine. I am yours and you are mine, with thrills untold, how can we grow old? What makes this night resemble the blushing dawn? What brings us here, confessing that love is born? Although we call it inspiration, it's just the accent on you.
Started that little trio of records with pianist Eddie Duchin and his orchestra, a Columbia record from 1940, I Concentrate on You. After that, it was the Castle Jazz Band from 1950, Eccentric, and we finished off with Henry Biagini and his orchestra, a Mellotone record from 1935, Accent on Youth. In case you're just joining us, my name is Brian Wright. This little program is the Shellac Stack, on which I play 78 RPM records from my collection. Music from the first half of the 20th century, and this being the 100th Shellac Stack program, we're looking for records this time that have cent, C-E-N-T, to represent 100, somewhere in the title, in the name of the performer, the composer, the record label, wherever we can find it, we're finding it. In this next set, I'm going to play three more records by three more Vincents. We heard already three Vincents as composers. Well, now we're going to hear three Vincents as band leaders. First up, it's Vincent Howard and his dance orchestra. Now, I'm cheating a bit here, because this is really a pseudonym. The band is actually led by Arthur Roseberry. Recorded in London, September 20th, 1929, Pat O'Malley is the uncredited vocalist on this Sterno record, number 237. The song is by Oscar Levant. It's called Lovable and Sweet. After that, we'll hear from Vincent Richards and his orchestra. Once again, a pseudonym. In this case, it's actually Sam Lannon, a cameo record, 9101, from February 20th, 1929. Scrappy Lambert is the vocalist for You Were Meant for Me, a song by Arthur Freed and Nacio Herb Brown. And we'll wrap up the set with a legitimate Vincent, Vincent Lopez and his orchestra, a record made in 1936 in New York that features Johnny Morris, ex of the Paul Specht Orchestra, singing Sing, Sing, Sing with a Swing, a tune you probably associate with Benny Goodman. It was composed by Louis Prima. This is Mellotone 6-10-05. So, we'll be searching for cents in Vincent's now, starting with Vincent Howard, a.k.a. Arthur Roseberry, and Lovable and Sweet. Thank you.
you don't see in the follies. Is she that way lovable and sweet? No one else can hold a candle. What a precious thing to handle. Is she that way lovable and sweet? What eyes like skies, the bluer to lure your heart. What lips that grips, the redder the better you like from the start. If you want an angel near you, holler out and she will hear you. Is she that way lovable and sweet?
Thank you. hardly start to sing. La-di-ya, whoa-ho-ho. Now you're singing with a swing. Swing, 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 swing. Everybody start to swing. La-di-ya, whoa-ho-ho. Now you're singing with a swing. When the music goes around, everybody goes to town. Just relax and take it slow. Ho-ho, baby, ho-ho-ho. Sing, 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 sing. Everybody start to sing. La-di-ya, whoa-ho-ho. Now you're singing with a swing.
Goodman recorded Sing, Sing, Sing in July of 1937, but this version by Vincent Lopez was recorded a full year earlier in July of 1936. That was Johnny Morris singing it. Before that, we heard from Sam Lannon under the nom de disque of Vincent Richards and his orchestra, the Brewers song, You Ferment For Me. Actually, You Were Meant For Me. Arthur Freed and Nacio Herb Brown wrote it from February of 1929. And we led off the set with Arthur Roseberry, under the pseudonym of Vincent Howard and his dance orchestra, Lovable and Sweet, from 1929. If I act quickly, I think we can squeeze one more record in. This is Sentimental Baby. Ah, yes, sentimental is spelled S-E-N-T, you might point out, not C-E-N-T, which is of course true, but in this case, we pick up scent in the band's name. It's Ben Pollock and his Park Central Orchestra. Aha! Victor 21827, the song written by Jack Palmer. Gene Austin will sing it for us from December 3rd, 1928. Sentimental Baby. Thank you. From December of 1928, that was Gene Austin singing with Ben Pollock's Park Central Orchestra, Sentimental Baby. And once again, that's all there is. I want to thank you very much for spending this hour with me, celebrating this 100th edition of the Shellac Stack. I hope we'll see you back here next time for more 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.